Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Welcome to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Happy August 3rd, 2016. I just want to give you an update on the weather forecast. I hope you're enjoying this beautiful day. Today is mostly clear all day. Tonight, mostly clear again with a low about 59. Sunny all day with a high of about 83 on Thursday. And then mostly clear with a low about 61 on Thursday night. Again, Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 84. A chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m. on Friday night. Mostly cloudy with a low about 67. On Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms again, partly sunny with a high of 89. And then Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 p.m. Chance of showers again between 9 p.m. and 3 a.m., partly cloudy with a low of 64. Sunny all day on Sunday with a high of 82, then mostly clear. Sunday night with a low about 61. Sunny again on Monday with a high of 83. We're going to go to a break, and then we're going to listen in to some Talented People television. Stay with us, and again, hope you're enjoying this awesome day.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, and this is Talented People. We're broadcasting here from Princeton Television Studios in Princeton, New Jersey. Thanks for watching. We have two very, very special guests again today on Talented People. We have Emily Jeffries, known as Raven Standing Bear, and then also Patrick Little Wolf in studio. And we're talking about a powwow. And this is an authentic event that is being put together by these two. And they just had one recently at Raritan Valley Community College. And we just have heard such extraordinary things about it. We want to share it with you. There's still 25,000 people talking about it from last weekend. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
It's so great to have you here. We had a radio show that we had you on last week, and literally I had to bring them in studio because we wanted to share with you the visuals of some of the things and just explain more in detail about what they're doing. Emily, why don't you tell us about, you know, your program. You guys together own your business, Raven's Wing Productions.
Mm-hmm. Well, Raven's Wing has actually been around since about 2012. And Patrick and I had decided, because we had gone to several events, several powwows, that we felt weren't quite doing the job that I felt that they needed to do, and that is to educate the public. Mm-hmm. Sometimes powwows have a tendency to lean toward being more entertainment, which is fine, mm-hmm. except I think now the way Native imagery is being handled in the media and the way that we're being taught about in schools, we needed to reinforce that by creating events and presentations that will help educate the public about our culture and who we are as people. Too many times, and I said this on the radio show, a lot of people don't know much about Native people. They don't even know that we're Native people on the East Coast. And a lot of what they do know is from old movies and late-night reruns of The Lone Ranger. So we try to create programming, create presentations that help dispel some of those stereotypes and educate people about Native presence on the East Coast.
Right. And I do want you to share a little bit before we get to you, Patrick. Tell us about the demographics a little bit, about, you know, we'll get to the stereotypes and all that that you guys are trying to change and just be more real about everything that's going on. Tell us about today, here and now, in this Northeast region, the Natives and how many approximately there are.
Well, in the state of New Jersey, you have two sitting tribes. You have the Nanticoke, Lenni, Lenape, and you also have the Ramapo people. Also the Sandhill, Delaware. So there is a Native American presence here in the state that maybe a lot of people don't know about. Mm-hmm. In the tri-state area, you have about 125,000 self-identified Native Americans living here. That's New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and also Pennsylvania. So we're here, and we're living here, and we have jobs, but we also live in our culture. So there are various Native American events in the tri-state area, and we're happy to be one of them. And certainly over the last 2 years, we've been doing programs for the Veterans Administration, various museums and schools and libraries, and so we've really enjoyed doing that. I've also been asked to consult on films and things of that nature. So we're sort of getting our hands into a little bit of everything and enjoying it, you know, a great deal.
Oh, it's fantastic. Patrick, talk a little bit about that. You were talking about on the radio a little bit about you, yourself, going through the process, Raritan Valley, and how you guys ended up with a powwow there.
Well, I did some research. I always wanted to go to school. I'm a veteran, mm-hmm. United States Army, and I wanted to use my veteran benefits to get an education on my reservation where I'm from and from the community that I'm from. College is a big thing for us. Native people don't usually go to college. We have a 1 in 4 dropout rate of teenagers. So for me to go to college, I wanted to follow in the footsteps of my grandparents, which were both college graduates. So I went to RVCC because it had a humongous diversity department. But once I got there, I noticed they had great programs for African Americans, brother and brother, sister and sister, Filipino community, very strong, our Asian community, very strong. Our Hispanic community was very strong. But when it came to November, there was nothing to identify Native Americans. Even some of the faculty didn't even know that November was a Native American History Month, which upset me. I'm a pretty fiery person when it comes to my people. To say the least. So I went to the academic affairs office, then they sent me down to the multicultural affairs, and which Ms. Rasheen DeShields talked to me. And I was upset, and I came to her very upset, and I don't know why we live in a country that we don't even know the inhabitants that were here first. Why don't we have something to talk about them? And instead of giving me excuses over and over again, the first thing she said is, well, how can we fix it? And the school jumped in full force to try to give the Native people at RVCC a voice. And that was my biggest key, because there were so many times I've been asked, well, you don't look Indian, or what does it feel like to live in a teepee? They always see me in the past, mm-hmm. never in the present day. Wow. They didn't realize I'm a father, mm-hmm. that I'm a soldier, that I'm a teacher. That was never come up to them. It was always, how many buffaloes have you killed lately? And I wanted to fix those stereotypes. Mm-hmm. And that's, I came to Emily. She had the company before I joined the company. And I had my own separate entity of the company where it was mostly programs and educational events. And Emily always dabbled in everything when it came to movies and TV shows and a little bit of everything. We brought our forces together and we came up with this, come up with what we have now, which was Ravens Reek Productions. And it just has blown out of the water where people literally want to learn. Mm-hmm. They want to learn now, mm-hmm. about the people that were here first.
Yes. So tell us about that event that you had. I know we had Dr. Stephen Kaufman. Mm-hmm. He is an anthropologist and like so
he
many.
Was he's our powwow committee chair. He's also the head of anthropology and history.
A big Native American advocate, definitely.
At Raritan Valley.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so they allowed you guys to come together and then have this event that is just, I just want to hear more about it. Tell everybody about you said there were like 600 different people. What's the grand entrance?
Well, when we went to the college about the idea for the powwow, you know, they were very supportive, and we're really grateful for that because we don't get that very often. And so the idea, the main crux of the event was to educate the public. Mm-hmm. And so we started off with a school day on Friday, and we sent out invitations to all the area schools, the superintendents, the principals and teachers, explaining what we wanted to do, and they absolutely came out in full force and supported us, which we really appreciated. We had brought in two Native American dance groups. We brought in demonstrators to demonstrate quill work and bone making and talk about the history and the culture of the people, and the kids absolutely loved it. It was open to K through 12. And I think the teachers and the chaperones, the teachers and the parents learned as much as the kids did. And we made it interactive. I always refer to it as a living museum. Instead of being in a classroom and lecturing, mm-hmm. and just showing them a book or showing them a film, they had an opportunity to meet Indigenous people, First Nations people, face-to-face, and if they had questions about how to make a bow, if they had questions about how they use porcupine quills to embroider with, then they could ask the person who actually does it, because these types of crafts are passed down from father to son, from mother to daughter, and this is the way we pass down to our children, how we teach them. And so, as a result, the kids came out, they were able to participate. Actually, at the end, they even brought the teachers in to do a round dance, the dance troupe. It's very much audience participation, and so they just absolutely loved it. And then on Saturday, we had the powwow, which started at 9 in the morning. And quite honestly, about 3 days before the powwow, we got the weather report that it was going to snow. And so the plan was to have it outdoors, but within 12 hours, we pulled it indoors. And it was a lot of work, and you know, the college really stepped up, you know, their maintenance, their security people, and we managed to bring the entire event indoors, and it worked out beautifully. We had a grand entry at 12 noon. We wound up with 200 dancers, and about 1,600 members of the public came in, and almost 100 of the school children had come on Friday. We had given out free passes to them for Saturday, and they brought their families, and it was really tremendous.
So tell about the grand entry, just so people can get an idea of how you put that all together and how many people, like you say, 200, but from all over, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Let's hear about that.
A grand entry is very similar to the changing of the guard in the military. Mm-hmm. In the military, as in the grand entry, to show our respect, we bring everybody out that's coming to visit to say thank you for coming. So everyone lines up when it comes to our flags, because we are a warrior culture, and that we believe in respecting and showing our honor to our veterans, not just one day a year, mm-hmm. but every single weekend, because those are the ones that lay their lives down for us. Mm-hmm. So we have our flag carriers. Our Eagle Staff comes in first, because that's the original flag of this land. Then our American flag, and we were so lucky to have Eagle Pounds Falconry that they brought their bald eagle into the circle with us.
Wow.
Which is a humongous honor. Yeah. So, and then after that, we have our Royal Guard, which are princesses, our chiefs that come in, and then our head man, head lady, which is myself and Chelsea Fish, and then everyone follows in behind us. And just to show, to give everyone thanks for coming.
And we also were very fortunate to have Sister Nations Color Guard join us. They are a group of female veterans from different branches of the military, and they travel around the country to do events just like this to show a representation of the women. And because we are on the East Coast, and because Eastern Woodlands natives, East Coast tribes were basically run by women, we thought it was appropriate to bring in the Sister Nations Color Guard to represent the strength and leadership of the women, the Native women of the East Coast. And so they had flown in from Albuquerque, Denver, Omaha, Nebraska, and one of the ladies lived right here in New Jersey, and she honored us by being our head female veteran. And I know that that's not normal to have a two head veterans at a powwow, but I really wanted the women to be represented at this powwow, so that's why I decided to go with two lead veterans, one male, one female.
Can you talk?
This is Talented People. It's actually August 3rd. Hope you're having a great day. You're listening to an interview with Emily Jeffries and Patrick Little Wolf Brooks of Raven's Wing Productions. We're going to go to our quick break. Stay with us, and thanks for listening. We'll be right back. Talented People.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
A little bit about the history of the women in power. You told me on the radio, and I'm fascinated by all that I really want to share. So please tell.
Well, women have always, on the East Coast especially, held a high level of power. We're a matriarch society. Mm-hmm. All the wealth, the land, the power all goes to the woman's side. Even my clan, even on Wolf Clan, when I marry another woman on the East Coast from another tribe, I don't keep my clan. I actually turn her clan. So everything that I was becomes her.
Wow.
So in Native culture, women are highly, highly respected because they're the givers of life, the most precious things on earth.
And during the course of the Europeans, when they came here to this country, when they wanted to sit down and discuss treaties with these tribes, they refused to sit with the women because in Europe, women were subservient to the men. So what would happen is we would send the men on to sit down in these discussions, and they would find out what they wanted and then come back and tell the women, and the women would make all the decisions about what would happen next.
It's like being married all the time. you know who the boss is?
Yes, we
you
do.
You just let the boss be the boss.
No, but really is a very, very, you know, all about it. Like what you say, very respectful, the life. What about the drums? You were talking about the significance of the circle in so many places. Well, the circle is very significant in our culture because it represents the circle of life. Mm-hmm. It represents the earth, our Mother Earth. The drum is the heartbeat of Mother Earth, and that's what we dance to. Now, a lot of people think that the drums, you know, when they see them in movies, the sound they're accustomed to hearing is... Right. Okay, and so if you come to a powwow, you're not going to hear that. Because that sound means absolutely nothing to us. That was something that Hollywood invented during the course of making films to make us seem more sinister. And this was one of the things that, you know, I'm very passionate about is the way Native culture has been demonized in the media. Mm-hmm. You know, we were always the boogeyman. We were always the bad guy. And so as a result, and because of my background in film and television, I really took offense to it. And so I made it my mission, or part of my mission, to help dispel those types of stereotypes. So in the powwow, everything has a purpose, a meaning, and a reason. And so when we dance in the circle, when we're dancing together, it also represents the continuation of life.
because when we dance, and Native culture is unique in the sense that our spiritual life and our dancing is one. Because when we dance, we pray. When we go into the circle, we dance for our ancestors. We dance for everyone who's gone before us and all those who've come after us. And so we dance for many, many reasons, but we don't normally dance for ourselves. We're always dancing for others.
That's beautiful. Can you tell us a couple other stereotypes, just that people out there, like, who are listening? Really,
they're pretty widespread, and I unfortunately, there's some that won't let go. For instance, the idea that all Native people have casinos. We don't have casinos. I mean, they may build on our land, and normally the investors are foreign investors, but we benefit very little from casinos, generally speaking, and not all tribes have them. I mean, there is a couple of casinos that Native people do support, but I think I can only really think of maybe four or five.
They're the major tribes, mm-hmm. Seminoles, such as the Seminoles, I should say. The stereotype I think I get is what we're supposed to look like. Mm. That bothers me more than anything. Oh, you don't look like an Indian. I'm 5'3" and my hair is curly. And I've had grown people say, well, you don't look Indian. Because in their eyes, they're thinking of Dances with Wolves.
Right.
Wind in his hair. The tall Lakota guy, really dark skin, long black hair. Well, on the East Coast, we didn't look exactly the same as the Western natives. Our bodies are adapted to the surroundings that we are. So we're a little bit lighter because the sun isn't intense. We eat different foods, which let our pigments be a little bit lighter than on the West Coast. We didn't eat as much red meat, the buffalo. We ate more of the deer and the rabbit on the East Coast. So we don't always look like, we don't all come in the same sizes. We have different shades, just like this beautiful world that we live in. And those stereotypes are things we face every single day. And when Emily, I've seen a numerous amount of times, Emily had to go straight into an educational session with someone because someone go up and said, wow, you look just like Pocahontas. But they don't know the history behind Pocahontas. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily a compliment.
Or the beating of the faces. You know, when they do the, I'm not going to do it because it's very offensive, but, you know, the beating of the faces and the yelping is also another stereotype. We didn't do that. Mm-hmm. It would be a little hard to have reins on a horse and do that at the same time.
Right.
War bonnets.
People seem to think when they come to a Native American event and they're wearing a war bonnet that they're honoring us, when in fact we find it really offensive.
Wow.
The only people who were entitled to wear war bonnets were great leaders, great war chiefs, and they earn those war bonnets. A lot of times, I'm sure you've seen, there's a lot of, you know, they have these women wearing bikinis and, you know, wearing the long war bonnets and being touted as princesses. Well, we actually don't have a royalty per se in the Native community. It's just a term that we use when we have maybe a contest or, you know, just as a... the way they have Miss America, they're not really royalty just because they have a crown on their head, right?
Right.
So we don't really have royalty in the Native community. The other thing that is also kind of bothersome is when people walk up to us and think they're speaking Indian to us when they go, how? And I've had many people walk up to me, how, at a powwow.
That'd drive you nuts.
I don't know how.
Yeah.
You know, and I get the, oh, I thought you people talked like that. You know, and so there's a lot of things out there that people might say or do that they think is respectful and honoring us, but actually isn't.
Yeah, I don't think they realize that they aren't respecting you in many ways. You know, that's what you guys are trying to do, is bring awareness to that, to mm-hmm. share that. You know, it's not like you don't want to say I'm insulted by you. It's just you need to be correct and learn a little more about
it. Fortunately, many people are open to it. So when I stop someone,
I try to turn
everything mm-hmm. into an education moment. Mm-hmm. So I try to explain it to them, and 9 times out of 10, it's, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't realize.
I would think
so.
Unless they're a sports fan. Then it goes another whole other direction. Sports fans, living here in Jersey, being near the Jets and the Giants, sports fans are a strong and hardy group. I'm a sports fan myself. So the Washington football team, we take highly offense, and the Cleveland Indians, we have a huge offense against, and people go, well, won't you just get over it? But You don't hear that when you're talking to the Jewish community. You don't tell the Jewish community just to get over the Holocaust.
Exactly.
Or African Americans to get over slavery. Mm-hmm. In our people, the word redskin has a significance, a very horrible, horrible significance when they used to kill our children and take their scalps. And that's what the redskin came from. And it's already, even the owner of the Washington football team came out and said, this had nothing to do with Native Americans. I just needed to switch the team because the confusion between the Washington Braves and the Washington Braves. So they changed it to the Redskins. So they've been holding on to that, oh, this is tradition thing for so many years. The thing about it is my people have been around a lot longer than 80 years to have traditions. Mm-hmm. So which tradition should count? Mm-hmm. The one the whole people is based off of or your football team? And those are the things we try to get over on people.
Yeah, that's pretty unbelievable. We're going to listen to you. I want you to tell a story about how, you know, a man comes into the family and in your world. And also, could you just talk a little bit about your radio show that you have?
Oh, sure.
And also about how you guys were brought up and how you bring up your children to honor those cultures and do those trades that you have, you know, with everything. And he's about 2 minutes and then he's going to play.
Okay. The name of the show is Voices of Our People. I broadcast out of my house, basically, but it's being broadcasted out of Tampa, Florida. My co-producer, my partner, Alvon Griffin, he works with me, and he does the music portion of the show, and I do the interview portion of the show. And it's broadcast on Two Worlds Indigenous Radio, which is 95.5, I believe, 95 or 95.9 on the FM dial. And you can listen to it on the online at www. What is it? I can't remember.
Indigenous Radio.
And the reason why we started doing it is a couple of years back, the Gap had done a T-shirt about the Manifest Destiny, and so it really infuriated me because the Manifest Destiny was literally the beginning of the end of Native culture. And so, and the people, they felt the Manifest Destiny to us was something that was very significant. And we took offense at the fact that they were doing a T-shirt about it and saying how great it was. Well, it was great for other people, but it wasn't great for us. And so that's how it started. And Alvon came to me one day and asked me if I would be interested in being part of his show. And I said, great.
And she got it. She had them shirts taken down within a month.
Yeah, wow. the Gap had removed
That's
them.
Incredible.
Taking them off the shelves. And I'd invited the designer to come on the show, and of course he refused. But I had other Native people come to the show and call in and express their feelings about the shirt and why it was wrong. And it evolved into a phone call campaign and then a letter writing campaign. Of course, Facebook and Twitter, everyone jumped on board. And then the Gap removed them from the shelves. So it was very powerful. Moment for me because I felt like I really accomplished something. Mm-hmm. And so as a result, they asked me to be part of the lineup, and so that's how it started.
And you can get the archives, you say?
Oh, absolutely.
And you can listen on Sunday nights, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Sunday Live. Nights between 10 to 11,
every other Sunday
is when I'm on. And we talk about basically all the things that are affecting Native people in the contemporary world today. We talk about missing and murdered Indigenous women, the threats to the environment, the KXL pipeline, of which I organized a protest at the White House because of it, because I was very passionate about this. Education in schools about Native culture, because 87% of schools that teach anything about Native Americans don't teach anything about us after the 1880s.
Yes.
And so we are sort of, we are relegated to stay as historical characters and not seen as members of society living today that are contributing to the economy, contributing to society, and have jobs and are part of, you know, everyday life. So this is some of the things that I'm pretty passionate about. And I also talk about some of the things that have happened to the tribes. For instance, the Apache land grab. It was a piece of legislation that was slipped into the bill. And as a result, the Apache land was stolen from them and sold to a foreign copper mining company without their consent. The KXL pipeline, same thing. They were building the pipeline through three Native American reservations without their consent, and the treaties we have with this government specifically say that anything that results in possession of or sale of or having to go through native lands of a sovereign nation, they have to be consulted, and they didn't do that. And so there's a lot of things, what I call now paper genocide of our people, mm-hmm. that's happening, that people don't realize that are really affecting us, and to a great degree affecting everyone, and especially any threats to the environment. We all need clean water. Yes. We all need land to grow our crops and to be able to eat food and have clean air. And so in a way, we are still the caretakers of the earth. We're still trying to protect Mother Earth.
We have just Jeannie Murphy, this is Talented People. Welcome to our show. Today is one of those days where it's so joyful for my producer, Colleen Kelly, business partner, and I, to bring to you a story of success. Someone who's going to make you sit there, watch the show, and go, I could do that. And her name is Nadine Savino. And she is the founder, she's a mompreneur. They call them mompreneurs or something now, but it's a mompreneur. And she actually created a product called the G-Cap. That's a Santa Choice Award-winning product. She's going to be all over the media. You're going to see her face everywhere. And she's here with her son, Giovanni, who's the G in the G-Cap, today on the show. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jeannie. Thank you for having me.
It's so nice to meet you and have you here and learn about everything with the G-Cap. So let's start from the beginning. Tell us a little bit about yourself and Giovanni.
I'm a typical mom. Mm-hmm. I left the corporate world to raise my son. And
So you have a history in the healthcare industry
way. I do. I worked for some pharmaceutical company and a medical device company. And I left that corporate world to raise my son.
And you live in New York?
I live in New York, Staten Island right now.
And how old is Giovanni?
Giovanni just turned 4.
4? You're a big boy. So then, okay, so along the way, you're a mother, and you're, going to raise your child at home, and you're kind of this person who's an entrepreneur in a way, and you have this drive. And so where did the idea for this product come from, and tell us about it first, so everybody can understand what a G-Cap is, okay? It's a Giovanni cap. That's easy to remember, G-Cap.
The G-Cap is a spill-proof, stretchable bottle cap.
Okay.
And you basically just place it over a bottle and then insert a straw.
So what made you think of this idea?
We were out for a holiday shopping trip, and Giovanni wanted a chocolate milk, correct? Right? And we went to the kiosk, and they handed us a chocolate milk and a straw. And I thought, oh, I don't know how we're going to do this. I know if I take the lid off, it's going to end up everywhere, the chocolate milk. So I went home, and the next day I headed out to Michael's, the local hobby store, and I purchased some silicone material, and I started molding the G-Cap around some bottles.
Okay. So you happen to just think of something brilliant that people do every single day, everywhere in the world, and then the next day you get up and go to Michael's and just decide to start building a silicone cap?
Yeah.
This is what I love about the story. Okay. So then, people at home have ideas, right? And they're like, I could do that. Like, they probably have. You guys are out there watching, and you're like, okay. So how did you go from getting some silicone at Michael's to getting a patent to making a Kickstarter campaign that was an overwhelming success in a matter of a couple days, and then turn around and be, invited on television, in the big time world?
It seemed like a long time as I went through it, but it really has only been a year. And I purchased the silicone, and I just tirelessly tried to make prototypes. And when I found it, I looked for an engineer that could perfect it, and then a manufacturer from there.
But like people don't know people who make silicone caps and bottles and stuff, especially moms at home who just happen to decide to make a million-dollar idea. So like seriously, like was it hard to find? Was it hard to do? Was it hard to get a patent?
No, it wasn't too hard to get a patent. You just really had to do a little research. Really, the internet helped me with everything.
That's
I searched
great.
For material and, you know, my engineers and the manufacturers. And anytime I had, I came to like a stopping point, I would just go to the internet. And
yeah. Well, it's interesting, too, because along the way, you had, you know, your tester. You can just test it out all the time and make sure. And then at the end of the day, this is for kids. It is the perfect. Can you demonstrate
I
it
can.
For a second? And then I also want everyone to know that this is just great for any age person. I mean, you can, you know, everybody has spills and, you know, your US television, you don't want to have it on your clothes
right.
before you get into the show.
It's not just for kids.
Oh, we even have a demonstrator, a professional. This is interesting. They can do it themselves.
Here,
funny to think about. That's amazing for 4 years old to figure that out.
Can mommy give it one try?
I love it. That's amazing. I love it.
Can
okay,
mommy
so
help?
Let's talk a little bit about, like, okay, so you get the patent, and then you have to get manufacturing, and you just go on the internet and find your suppliers and get all that done. And so then you decided to enter it into an award program, at least the Santa Choice Awards and won. And we know that our demonstrators at the Santa Choice Awards testers were the same way. It was simple, and it made so much sense. So now you're on your way. Tell us about what does it feel like to be a successful mom inventor?
It's... I don't even know if I can explain it. It seems to be overnight. All of a sudden, just things are happening, and it doesn't really seem real.
Isn't that so wild how, you know, like you did come up with this idea. It has to do with your son. Your husband's watching. You go out there, and you put a Kickstarter campaign out. Let's talk about that for a few minutes, right?
Which I wasn't even sure I was going
to
do.
Can you explain a little bit to the audience about what a Kickstarter campaign is?
Kickstarter is a crowdfunding site mm-hmm. where you can present your product, and it's essentially a prepay system. If somebody interested, a backer is what they call it, if they are interested in the product, they will pledge, and it's essentially prepaying for the item.
So they're kind of placing an order, and basically you're saying, I would like to... you know, go out there and get, you know, get $2,000 or whatever the number is. And then people, did you find it amazing to watch that people were finding you?
Yes, very exciting. Every time the screen changed and one more person was added to the backer list, it was just so thrilling.
That is just so awesome. So then, okay, a lot of people out there are afraid to even put their foot in the water and try to do it because, you know, if you don't make your goal or whatever, so you just said, I'm going to do it.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you went over your amount. And you had like...
In six days.
In 6 days? And like, okay, so basically what that does is it must be so fulfilling to you to know that it was like a validation. These are not your friends and family.
No.
Who are these people? You know what I mean? You really want to know, right? And yet they are saying, good idea, go for it. I want you to go for it. I want you to know this is great. So you're there watching this money come in, and then you're able to go place your orders, which I'm sure you probably planned on doing anyway. But so then you get the feedback that you're doing the right thing.
Right.
You get the funding that you were looking for.
Right.
You're on your way, and then you get to take that and say, hey, I, like, overachieved on my Kickstarter. And even Kickstarter saying, congratulations.
Yes.
So now your whole life will always be able to use
crazy.
That to tell people that you did that. I love that. And so, okay, so then you're able to place your order, your first, you know.
We placed the first order the beginning of this week.
Isn't that just so much fun? I love it. Okay, so then now you're going to get this product in, and you've been invited to some major television, shows, and this is all happening, so like you said, very, very quickly.
And then your product is going to be handled in like the juvenile stores and the retailers. Like anyone who wants to get these, they can go almost anywhere and get them. But tell us a little bit about, like, you know, your website and where someone, if they wanted to order, would be able to get it as easy as possible.
We'll have everything on the website. The website is www.thegcap.com. And I will have links on that website to get you either to an Amazon, which it is available, and an Etsy shop.
So, okay. I wanted to ask you about the Etsy shop as well, because you've had a shop on Etsy for a long time. You have a number of consumers already. You already have your base. And how did that happen? Where did that come from? Where did it start?
I sell monthly onesies.
Okay.
On that site. And it came about because I was looking for a monthly onesie set for Giovanni when he was going through his first year. And it's basically a photo prop. So you take a photograph every month with, it's a decal. It can either be a sticker or an iron-on. And you take a picture of him so you can cherish that very moment forever.
So for the first year of life.
Yeah.
So you kind of actually, how long have you had that? Because he's four, so you've got to be, how long have you been out there since onesies of infants?
Yeah. When he was born, I would say probably 3 months after he was born, we.
So you have that natural drive to create something. You know, it's interesting too. Can you tell us a little bit about, like, okay, so you have had this shop on Etsy and you've been able to develop your client base. And again, you know, you've probably seen from your chair at Etsy as a store owner in that regard, some of the changes on the internet. What was it like when you first got going? How did you get involved with it as far as actually going that far as to having a store? And then what's it like now?
It was very slow getting started, getting noticed. Nothing like the GCAP. The GCAP sort of shot out of a cannon. But the Etsy shop was very slow to get started. But right now, it's taught me a lot. It taught me how to run a business, an online business, how to deal with customer service properly, and just everything I feel that was really needed before I could even take on this.
Right. Well, you know what? It's kind of interesting because it is like the timing of the universe. You know, you got a little experience, you had your online store, now you're actually selling to stores, and everyone is, you know, working within this. Now, let's talk about these for a second. How are they sold? Are they one at a time? You buy a couple? Or tell us about the product.
Right now, we have them one at a time.
Okay.
Single packs. They come with a carrying case.
Okay.
And they are $6 retail price.
Uh-huh. So you can put it on almost any size. It will stretch to fit.
Yes, any single serving beverage.
When you were doing, you know, your research on that, did you find that there was a certain standard, like an industry standard, like the caps are?
Because yeah, there aren't too many different standard bottle cap tops. Mm-hmm. So once you got a couple of them, you knew you'd pretty much cover them all.
Yeah, and you made it big enough that it could be flexible to the size. So, okay, so you buy them one at a time and you can get them, you know, anywhere. How do they wash?
You can wash them either by hand or they can be placed in the dishwasher.
Okay. Do you have any idea of how long they last?
TPE, which is a thermoplastic elastomer, has a lifetime.
What? What?
What is it called? Thermoplastic elastomer.
Okay, so you learned that along the way, right? That's so cool. All right, go ahead. What is it?
It's very similar to silicone. So the life of silicone, which more people are familiar with, very long shelf life, very durable. It can withhold many uses.
Yeah. And it's perfect for traveling.
Traveling.
Okay. Like, tell us in your mind when you saw this first little chocolate milk opportunity, and then as you're walking around, you're going, oh, that's perfect. I can take this on the airplane. I can go travel with it. I can have it in the back seat of my car when there's always a big mess. All right. Tell us about what other uses and what you think about that.
Well, first of all, at home we use it the most because I prefer not to have chocolate milk on the carpet, right, or on the couch or throughout the house. But we always bring one in the car. So you can have your beverage in the car. And we bring one into the mall or any store that we should go because we never really know when he's going to want to drink.
Absolutely. No, for sure. So, like, okay, so tell us a little bit about, like, your husband and his, like, he's watching this. It's like a movie, right? And what is he thinking?
I don't know. He tells me how proud he is every day.
I bet.
It just, it doesn't even seem real. It's the whole thing. It just happens so fast.
Well, you know what's really special about it is that you get to spend time with Giovanni, and you can see that he's completely engaged. It's like you have this mom and baby time together, and although he's not a baby. And yet, you know, this is kind of funny because he's using these as almost like, you know, puzzle pieces, right? They're entertaining, I think.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business at a time.
Should have at least 12. That way
I agree.
You can use them as a puzzle and as a cap. So, okay, so tell us more about where do you think you're going to go from here? Because this is really just starting out. And, you know, our audience, our viewers, our friends out there are thinking, okay, we're going to be watching you. And this is just the beginning. Okay, you start at Etsy, you have a little store, you have your baby, and then 4 years later, you've got a patent, you've got awards, you're being invited on television, you've got retailing happening. And now it's like watching. People love Shark Tank because they love to see what the product is and stuff.
Right.
But you, like, did it yourself. And so now you're at the point where everybody's going, now what? And what do you think is going to happen?
I can't honestly say I know exactly what's going to happen. I'm taking it one day at a time because there is so much opportunity in front of me. It's just fantastic.
I think that's really interesting that you say that, because in this day and age, people are so, you know, they don't take chances as much as they should, and they don't really actually do it. They just think about doing it. So can you talk a little bit about that, like from your in your soul, like what is it that just got you to just do it?
I just wanted something that would work for us, and that's where it really came from. I would worry that he would spill something. When I wanted him to be independent and walk around with a drink and be, you know, not have to worry himself. So I thought if I could create this for me, then I could create it for everyone else too.
That's just so great. And the thing is, you know, people, this is something that is so practical that's why it's so exciting, because I mean, people see a lot of gadgets and stuff, right? There's so many millions of things you can have that you don't need, right?
Right.
And then you find something that you didn't have that you need. And it's so funny because it's like, you know, you could have one of these and actually, you know, use it all day long.
Right.
So can you talk about that for a second? Because I want everybody, again, to know exactly what it is.
Well, let me show you exactly how it works, too. You just stretch the G-cap over an uncapped beverage. And then
I love it.
And then insert the straw.
It's just so fun. And you know what's really fun about talking about this is that people, you know, actually follow along. And, like, you know, these are going to be on the side of the registers in the stores, right? Like, you know, 7-Eleven, you can see it, right? Like, you know, it's like, and people are going to be like, I saw her on television talking about this when she did the Kickstarter campaign that was such an overwhelming success by all the backers who you don't even know who came in and said, I love it.
And I want to help you.
And then, yeah, and then all of a sudden, you know, push forward and I'm just fantasizing about looking at this and being like, I'm so excited that I get to know you and that I get to hear this story, because there's so many parts about it that have such an amazing success. Like, it's just like everything about it. Like, just the history. Your son is adorable. Just having him here and being able to watch them as you move forward in life, and he just actually is going to be able to watch these videos later that you do and see what
how he was involved.
It started, right? You're going to get bigger and bigger and go, wow. And my mommy made that, right?
For you.
So tell everybody out there, for you, how sweet. Tell people what any advice for them as far as if you have a dream or if you have something that you want to do.
I felt like I had nothing to lose. Just give it a shot and see where it brings you. And here I am.
So just give it a shot. I think that's very, very, very exciting. So do you like the G-cap?
Yeah. Who is it named after?
See, that's a dangerous question. And he's smiling. He's like, yes, I do. We know you do. We saw you playing with it. All right, so that's the end of our show. I wanted to let you know that Talented People always features, like, the greatest people, as you know. And today is a very special day that we're introducing you to Nadine Savino. And she's actually going to be probably all over the place, and you're going to see her with the G-cap. So, again, this is just a simple product. It has the most practical uses. You could just get one and use it all day long. And it doesn't really matter what age you are. It always ends up being protecting everything that you have. So anyway, we just want to congratulate you again
on
everything that you've got going on.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to meet you. And we're so excited for you. And you're on the
success. We want to inspire and encourage people to do what you've done and follow their dreams. And so we've got two wonderful ladies over here.
Sure, let's go.
We have named this little segment "Life's a Pitch."
Life's
with
a pitch.
P.
Okay.
With a P. So you stand here.
Okay.
I would like you to meet Nadine and Jennifer. These are two budding entrepreneurs, and they each have a product. So what they'd like to do is each pitch you. And would you let them know if they have a glimmer of hope?
Well, I'll give it my best shot. I'll give it my best shot if you give it your best shot. How's that?
Nadine, why don't you start?
Hi, Joey. The G-Cap is a spill-proof, stretchable bottle cap. Simply stretch the G-Cap over any beverage bottle and insert any straw. It's that simple.
Wow, I like the nice, concise pitch, too.
Absolutely.
Joy, what do you think?
Oh, I wish I had that when my children were little. And you can do that with not only that, but many kinds of bottles, correct?
Yes, it fits many sizes.
All right,
soda
Nadine.
Bottle as well, right? There you go.
Jennifer, you're up.
Hi. Hi, Joy. Have you ever cut yourself in the kitchen before? Never again with the knife glider. It's as easy as chop, glide, slide. We have the vegetable peeler. You just pop it on, and you can peel your vegetables, your cucumber, your potato. The hot meat attachment for your roast, your barbecue. You can slice that meat without getting burned. And what's nice is that it's collapsible for easy storage, dishwasher safe, BPA-free, and proudly made in the USA.
Wow.
Well, that was a great pitch. That is so important and very easy to use and solves a problem that we have when we're cutting, right? In many ways. Very ingenious. And the sign of a great product is that it solves a problem, okay?
I heard you say that and I knew you were, I was like, right? That's it.
You guys solve problems.
And easy. And user-friendly, right? That's going to, you know, impact somebody's day. So I think they're both fabulous. I actually want both.
That is awesome. You want both.
I do.
You
I
really
do.
Want
I
both.
I mean, I still spill, and I'm not a child. So, see, it's for everybody. I want it for my Italian oil bottle, you know, that I keep hitting when I'm cooking.
Well, I mean, to get the blessing of joy is one thing, but how about $10,000 for each of you to get going?
Joy that inspires women like you, anybody like you, to go follow through with it, and you did, and I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you. Go follow your dreams. Get those products made.
Yes.
I mean,
Isn't it wonderful?
I have
chills. We're happy.
Keep going, girls.
Thank you so much.
We want to thank Joy for giving them $10,000 each to create their dreams.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Russ Jones.
Yes, we do believe that that the U.S. government paid for the release of the hostages.
That's Donald Trump's campaign chairman, Paul Manafort. He told Fox News he's convinced the U.S. paid Iran $400 million for the release of four Americans.
That's not a way to deal with terrorists. And that's not the way to deal with your enemy governments. But more importantly, the American people once again were lied to by the Clinton-Obama administration as to what they were doing on behalf of their country.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest said today the opportunity to get classified briefings is now available to presidential nominees Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
White House Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough placed telephone calls to designated officials in both campaigns to make them aware of the variety of resources that can be used to benefit their transition planning activities.
Earnest said both campaigns have been reached to begin the transition process. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by SC Johnson. Mosquitoes. We all know they can cause itchy, irritating bites during the summer season. But did you know only female mosquitoes bite your skin? Or that the chemicals in your breath can attract mosquitoes? Scientists at the SC Johnson Entomology Research Center have been studying insects for 60 years and have found that body chemistry, proximity to water, and the color of your clothing can make a difference if you want to avoid bites. Dr. Maud Meyer, an SC Johnson bug expert, is here to share some tips to help you protect your family from mosquitoes this summer.
Our research at SC Johnson shows that personal repellents that contain DEET offer the best protection against mosquito bites. DEET affects the scent receptors in mosquitoes, making it difficult for them to recognize humans as a food source. In order to best protect your family, look for effective personal repellents like OFF that contain DEET.
For more facts and tips on avoiding mosquito bites this summer, visit www.scjohnson.com/mosquitoes.
Governor Chris Christie is calling for a probe into two of New Jersey's top Democrats over those Democratic National Committee hacks. Sarah Lee Kessler reports.
It turns out two of the leaked emails contained anti-Christie talking points sent to Senate Majority Leader Loretta Weinberg.
I think it's completely outrageous.
The governor is saying he suspects the DNC coordinated with both Weinberg and Assemblyman John Wisniewski, perhaps as far back as the Bridgegate investigation, which they co-chaired. Christie wants all their emails with the DNC turned over.
If in fact they used state resources to advance the DNC political agenda. I believe that they should be fully investigated for that, and if appropriately, they should be charged.
Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
The founders of Google will soon be testing a new drone delivery service. The White House said Tuesday that Google's parent company, Alphabet, is allowed to test delivery drones in designated areas in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
As you can see, this apartment has crown molding, and yes, that's a working fireplace. Can't you see yourself curling up with a good book? At least until a pipe bursts, and then you'll need to replace your brand new upholstered sofa. That thing will soak up water like a sponge.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The FBI says the investigation into Mississippi's prison bribery scandal is nearing the end. Randy Bell has the story.
The Bureau says there's still a few more people to be charged in the case, which has been in the courts now for 2 years. Supervisory Special Agent Mark Stuckey oversees the FBI public corruption investigations in Mississippi, and he says the people who paid bribes to former Corrections Commissioner Chris Epps to get prison contracts tried to claim they were the victims.